There's a really funny celebrity news story today that we have to talk about that does not involve a Kardashian or a Lopez.
Does it involve a Kanye?
It doesn't. That's why it's so refreshing. This is the big news story today, and it's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. And I don't want you to miss this one because I think this is just hilarious. So we've been very excited for new movies coming out because, you know, it was COVID. A lot of things had to shut down. Then finally, they all got back up and running, and they found a way to shoot. And they get COVID tested every 2 days. You get tested on set. It's a whole thing. And so it's a big deal to put a movie out now. So they spent $160 million on this movie, Death on the Nile, okay? And it's a Disney movie, and I think it's a remake of an old movie, Death on the Nile. I think it's like Agatha Christie or somebody like that. So they're like, oh, great, we have this movie coming out. Wah, wah. Like, every star in it, everybody in it, is problematic in some big way. That because they shot a lot of this before COVID, and then COVID happened, and then we found out who people really were. Mm-hmm. And it kind of totally fell apart. Like, okay, so first there's Armie Hammer. He stars in the movie. And if you remember, back in January of 2021, we found out that he was accused of rape and he wanted to eat his girlfriend. He was accused of being a mm-hmm. cannibal. Okay. So that's the star of the movie, is a cannibal who was accused of rape. Next to him, also playing like alongside him, is Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot, who was Wonder Woman, who's not been doing well in her career because she's the one who is being called tone deaf. If you remember, at the beginning of COVID, she got all those celebrities to sit in their mansions and sing Imagine. And it was so cringy and tone deaf. And she's tried to apologize, but she's had other instances where it just seems like she is not in touch with regular people.
Right.
You know? Then it's also starring Letitia Wright, who is known for Black Panther. And she spent the past 2 years telling us why vaccines don't work and we shouldn't get vaccinated and COVID's a hoax.
She's not one of those.
Yeah, yeah, she is. So COVID's a hoax, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then the other star of the movie is Russell Brand. And if you remember, about a month or two ago, we played that video of him ranting and raving like he was off his meds. So he's an anti-vaxxer, doesn't believe in COVID, all that kind of stuff. But then he has some other like wackadoodle ideas and he keeps getting on his YouTube channel. So those are the four stars of the movie Death on the Nile.
Well, they've been promoting the movie very heavily. Like, every time you see a commercial for a movie, it's that. The previews don't make it look good. So I keep watching it going, I'm waiting for the preview to get better. To make, you know, maybe I want to see this movie, but the previews don't look good at all.
And Twitter's having a field day with this. So I'll just read you two of the tweets that I thought were really funny. Somebody said, it's finally happening. February 11th, starring a cannibal. An apologist for ethnic cleansing, and not one but two anti-vaxxers. Somebody else did hashtag Death on the Nile. We need the most problematic people in Hollywood or this movie won't work. We definitely need an anti-vaxxer who shut down another production. Mm-hmm. We need the girl that got celebrities to sing Imagine from their mansions. And we absolutely need a cannibal.
Where can we find these people? Oh, they're in Hollywood. Okay, yeah. Let's all put them in a movie. Yeah, when I saw Armie Hammer is starring in this movie, I said, isn't he a cannibal?
Wait, and he's a cannibal whose agents dropped him. So he has as many agents as you do now. He is not represented at all. Nobody will work with him. Nobody's going to touch him.
Yeah, once you want to eat people, I think that's pretty much done.
So Letitia Wright, who's in the movie, this is scary because Don Cheadle is amazing. He's a phenomenal actor. He's an Oscar winner. Everybody respects him. He called her hot garbage. And because she posted all this crazy stuff. So she ended up deleting her entire, all her social media accounts because Don Cheadle was like, yeah, that's all some hot garbage.
Now people, when you go to a movie theater, there's like four people in the theater to watch a movie. How many people are going to be in the movie theater to watch this movie? Is it going to be two? Is it going to make $100 for the whole week? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to make back its hundreds.
Oh, not
million.
Even close. Well, Jackass is yeah. out too. So if you're going to the movie theater, you're going to go see Jackass. You're not going to see this movie.
No, and more than that, look at all the movies that were nominated for Oscars and SAG Awards. They're all on your TV.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a Netflix password, someone will give you theirs, and you can watch Power of the Dog and Passing and some of the really good movies that are on Netflix. And then you have Tender Bar and Belfast on Apple and Prime. So, you know what I mean? Like, is the best movies that are out there that are all nominated for stuff, it's all on your TV. You don't have to go to the movies anymore.